From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The security shield around the president remains intact, says Obama counterterrorism advisor John Brennan. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Brennan said that Secret Service Director Mark Sullivan has appropriately meted out effective discipline following a prostitution scandal in Colombia.
By all accounts, the security and safety of the president was not compromised as a result of this, but Mark has put down the law as far as Secret Service behavior, as well as what they need to be doing when they're on these trips with the president.
Counterterrorism advisor John Brennan on Fox News Sunday. A Red Cross worker in Pakistan has been kidnapped and killed, the body found today. Great Britain is condemning the action as senseless and cruel. As NPR's Philip Reeves tells us, the victim was a British citizen.
The remains of Halil Dale were found stuffed in a bag left in an apple orchard on the edge of the city of Quetta. Pakistani police claim there was a note from his Taliban kidnappers saying he was killed after ransom demands weren't met. Dale was 60, a British Muslim, and a veteran of the International Committee of the Red Cross. He was abducted by masked gunmen nearly 4 months ago. He'd been running a health program in Quetta, a city with a variety of militants in a region with a long history of kidnapping. British Foreign Minister William Hague said London tried tirelessly to secure Dale's release and accused his killers of senselessly targeting someone helping Pakistan's people. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Dozens of protesters have been injured in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. They've been sitting in at the defense ministry in support of a disqualified presidential candidate. They're backing the Islamist politician Hazem Abu Ismail, one of several leading candidates who's been barred from running next month. 20 years ago today, Los Angeles erupted in riots, fires, and looting following the acquittal of four white police officers in the beating of black motorist Rodney King. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, churches, community groups, and residents are holding commemoration events to mark the anniversary of the L.A. riots.
It was April 29, 1992. Then-California Governor Pete Wilson urged calm.
This is a matter that needs to be settled in the courts and not in the streets.
All of L.A. was put on curfew.
This is not a test. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is now in full mobilization.
There would be 6 days of looting, fires, and destruction.
The entire stretch of Vermont between Santa Monica and Melrose has been looted.
More than 50 people died and property damages topped more than $1 billion. The April 1992 Los Angeles riots were one of the worst civil disturbances in U.S. history. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
From Washington, you're listening to NPR. President Obama got to poke fun at himself and just about everything else last night at the White House Correspondents Association dinner in Washington. NPR's Jim Hawk reports the presidential zingers were flying.
President Obama quipped that the opulent Washington Hilton Ballroom where the dinner took place would appear to be a little fixer-upper to presumptive Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. Mr. Obama took a jab at members of Congress in attendance, thanking them for taking a break from, quote, not passing any laws to be here. Even the Secret Service was the subject of a one-liner.
I really do enjoy attending these dinners. In fact, I had a lot more material prepared, but I have to get the Secret Service home in time for their new curfew.
Among the guests at the dinner was a large contingent of entertainment celebrities, including director Steven Spielberg and actors George Clooney, Sigourney Weaver, Goldie Hawn, and Reese Witherspoon. Jim Hawk, NPR News, Washington.
If you're a soccer fanatic, tomorrow will be your first chance to pick up tickets for the soccer tournament at the London Olympics. Organizers say the sale of 1.4 million tickets, which had been delayed by technical problems, opens before noon local time and until May 6th. Another 1 million tickets will go on sale in a few more weeks. For sale, the town of Toomsboro, Georgia, the Coastal Courier paper reports the town's convenience store, florist, cabinet shop, and post office can be yours for the right price. A developer who owns many of the properties is putting them on the market. He had hoped to make the little town in the central part of Georgia a tourist destination, but plans have changed. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.